And that's what he does. He just continually gives. And I praise the Lord for that this morning. Again, appreciate you being here this morning. Take your Bibles with us this morning to the book of 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles, there in the Old Testament, towards the front. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 is where we'll be going here in just a few moments. I do hope you have a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we encourage you to bring your Bible. But if you don't have one, there should be one in the pew there. We like to use the Bible around here and the Word of God. That's what we have. So we sure like to point people to the cross. And so I hope you'll follow along. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 this morning. I meant to say it. Two things while we're doing announcements. Right after service, I need to meet with the deacons real quick. Won't take but just a moment. If they'll meet me in my office, we'll take care of this, something real quick. And then the second thing, it's amazing how people look at you when you got something different. I got this dot between my eyeballs right here. And, you know, I just watch people. I love to see how people respond. And you can tell when you're talking to them, they're not looking at you. They're looking at that dot in your head. And I told my wife, I said, I've been blaming everything on you, baby. That's just, what happened, preacher? That's what you get when you tell your wife something. And no, I did one of those common things of not taking my time and shouldering the muzzleloader the best I could. And so it jumped up and bit me. So I got a deer, though, out of it. So that's a good thing. So we praise the Lord for that. But that's how it got there, so we just let her shine and smile. So, all right, 1 Chronicles, if you found your place, let's stand together this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 16 this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Let's begin reading in verse number 7 this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse number 7. It says, then on that day, David delivered first the Psalms to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Verse 8 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works, glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength, seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders in the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servants, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones. So let's pray. Father, I am so thankful this morning, God, that we could even call upon your name. God, as we enter into your throne room this morning, God, in prayer, I'm thankful, God, that you love us. God, you meet our needs today, Lord, and God, you've taken care of us, Lord. And you said you never leave us, you never forsake us. God, you're a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, Lord. And Lord, this morning, Lord, we want to have a heart of thanksgiving. God, I pray this morning, God, that you'll bless here in this service. I pray that you'll help our young folks this morning as they're having junior churches and children's churches around the building this morning. I pray that you'll help the teachers there, God, that you'll bless and work. And God, we are thankful for what you are doing and what you're going to do. And Lord, it's in your precious and holy name today, Lord, we ask these things. Amen. You can be seated this morning. And I know this morning, as this week is creeping on, we are getting ready to celebrate the almost non-existent holiday. It's amazing that our country has come so far that we really, truly have almost wiped the holiday of Thanksgiving off the map. You know, we go from Halloween straight to Christmas, it seems like, and that bothers me. I like Thanksgiving, amen. Why do you like Thanksgiving? Well, you get to eat, amen. And I like Thanksgiving. No, because it's just a time to come together and truly be around your family. There's no pressures. It's just a time to enjoy one another. And it's also biblical, amen. God tells us over and over, we're going to see some of those verses this morning about what God says, that we are supposed to have a heart of Thanksgiving. And I want to talk to us a little bit this morning, preach a little bit this morning on that fact of how do we express Thanksgiving. And I couldn't help but think, as I told the people this morning in our opening at Sunday school, and we do this as parents, we did this as grandparents, we do this. We try to teach our children and moms and dad, it'd do good for you to do this. Grandma and grandpas, I think it'd be good for you to do this. We try to teach our children to be thankful. When somebody does something or somebody gives them something, we encourage them to say, thank you. I believe that's right. I believe that shows character, amen. And I got to thinking, even though they say those words, thank you, I'm afraid so many times, it's just worse. You know, we get so accustomed to having so many things. We take so much for granted today. I read a story, and I'll read you a little bit of this story, just showing you how we take for granted so many things. Now, this morning, did anybody say, Lord, thank you for letting the sun come up today? Maybe some of you did. I don't know. That's one of the reasons I love to deer hunt. I always, well, not always, if most of the time I like to get there probably 45 minutes to an hour before the sun starts to peak up. I'll sit there in that stand and just pray and look around and look at the stars, and then there'll come that time that that sun will start to creep up over the horizon, begin to shine, and what beauty it is. Now, my wife, she don't know the sun comes up in the morning, but hey, the sun does come up in the morning, amen? And it's good to see that sun rise, amen? She's sticking her tongue out at me. Did y'all see that? But there's something about the sun coming up. But we get so accustomed. Well, the sun comes up every day, don't it? Well, it does. But there was a time, and I think it's pretty interesting, it was the year, somewhere around the year 1883, it is said that in New England the sun did not rise. Can you imagine a day that the sun didn't rise? Well, again, this is 1883. This is before cell phones, Facebook, and whatever else they might be that we have today, social media. These people woke up that morning to darkness. They got out of their beds and the roosters didn't crow and the birds weren't chirping, and it was just a deathly quiet. And people began to come out of their homes and in their townships and look into the sky, and it was nothing but a big dark sky. And those people began to worry. Those people began to get concerned because the sun was not up. As time went on and darkness stayed, they began to make themselves toward the church house because they felt like something was wrong. They felt like something, God has done something. And they began to come into the church house, and for all day it said that they would pray and they would cry and beg God for the sun to shine. The day went all day and the sun never came out. They went to bed that night probably in horror, not knowing what was taking place. They all get up very early the next morning. They make themselves up to a high peak there, or a high hill, and begin to watch for the eastern sky. And out of nowhere, out of that darkness, began a little bit of a peep of a light. And the people began to rejoice and shout for joy and thanking God that the sun finally came back up. Now see, this morning we sit here and we think, well, how silly is that? I can't believe that somebody would have that mentality that the sun didn't come up. Again, this is 1883. I pastored our first church in Taylorsville, North Carolina. I don't remember the year now, but before all the communications that we have here today, these people, some of my older members, they lived through this back in the very early 1900s. It rained for days, they said. It rained. I mean, we're in the mountains here. It rained for days and days and days, and they didn't know that. And this is what the people told me. They said that they didn't know what was taking place. They thought the world was coming to an end. Said it rained so much that even into the nights, you could hear the mountains starting to slide. I forgot how many people they said literally died that those days because of the flood and because of the sliding of those rocks down that hill. Said it was such an eerie time, but they didn't know what was taking place. They didn't know what was happening because they didn't have a telephone. They didn't have all the communications. They literally thought in their heart the world was coming to an end. But just as these people here in New England, when the sun finally came up, they rejoiced. They were thankful that God had brought the sun back. See, being thankful is so much more than just a word. True thankfulness comes out of a heart that really means what it's saying. So we want to look this morning on how do we have Thanksgiving? How can we truly say thank you? Now again, we teach our children to say thank you, and I believe that's right. You know, the Bible says this in Psalms chapter 50 and verse number 14. It says, offer unto God thanksgiving. See, God even commands us over and over through the Word of God that we should give thanks unto God. And again, I'm going to say this morning that a lot of us, I don't want to say majority, I don't know, I'm afraid again, we get so busy and so accustomed to the blessings of God that a lot of times things that God does, we don't even understand. We just take it for granted that it's just as natural as breathing. But the Bible says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. Psalm 95:2 says, let us come before His presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto Him. Ephesians chapter 5 says, giving thanks always. This morning, do we truly every day, as we go throughout the day, have that mentality of giving thanks? So I wanted to look just for a moment this morning about that thought. You know, one of the, even, and I'm going to show you scriptures, one of the showings of the ends of times, and I don't know when the Lord's going to come back. I just know He's coming back, amen? I know this thing's going to wrap up one of these days. It could be today. It might be 100 years. I don't know, but I'm living like it's today. But the Lord's going to come back one of these days. And one of the things the Bible tells us about people in the latter days is the fact that they won't have a heart of thanksgiving. How do you know, preacher? Well, the Bible says this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse number 1-2 says, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. See, as man drifts further and further and further away from God, one of the signs of that is not having a heart of thanksgiving. The Bible says this in Romans chapter 1, verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. This morning, again, I want to say that we have come very accustomed to saying, well, thank you, Lord. My wife, and pick on wife day today. Good to have you back, honey, even though you're backslidden. Yeah. She's got a bum knee. She had knee surgery, but... You know, it's that natural thing, and she does this, if you ever pay attention, bless your heart. It's just, you know, it's just a natural, it's like I was telling somebody yesterday, you know, we you did it just a minute ago. We were shaking hands. And some of you might have meant this, but you know, you come up, hey, how you doing? You could care less how he was doing. But we just get accustomed to asking that, that's how we greet people. How you doing? And then they start to tell you, you think, Lord, I wish I'd never asked them how they were doing. But again, when we are thankful, when we truly say we're thankful, what is it that God tells us to show forth that thanksgiving? And again, we're commanded to say we're thankful. We're commanded to give God thanks. But how do we do it? And I believe here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, God gives us about 5 things this morning. I'll get through them as quick as I can. 5 ways that God shows that He desires our thanksgiving. Well, preacher, isn't saying thank you enough? I don't know where I guess my daughter's in children's church, but helping out over there. You know, you have a baby shower or you have a wedding shower. And people buy you all these gifts. Isn't that great? And then you're supposed to send them a note that you're thankful. I was thinking, honey, you know, you're supposed to do that a little quicker than a year from now. You know, that's just, you should turn that thing around a little quicker. You know, your children probably, and we were talking about this a little bit this week, we're on the campaign of boycotting Christmas. We're just quit giving gifts. I mean, you give your children gifts. Rip that thing apart. That's all? You don't feel no thanksgiving there, do you? And I've listened to my daddy, I've listened to my grandpa. I mean, my grandpa said if they got a little piece of candy and some fruit, that was a blessing. That was a joy because they didn't get it every day. They were truly excited. Where were we at? TJ Maxx yesterday with Silas, our little grandbaby. And I have never, it's amazing. I love it. We go in there and man, these stores are getting decked out. You know, this is Black Friday. Everybody's going to spend all the money they ain't got. And they're going out there and buy stuff for people that really don't want what you're going to buy them. And, preacher, you're sort of hard on that. Well, it's just truth. But Silas, we go in there, and this place is just full of toys. And Silas is 1.5 years old. And he walks in there, and as soon as his eyes, He starts going, whoo. I mean, he got so excited. He was shaking. He was just so excited about all them toys. And I thought, you know, that's the kind of heart I wish I had for the things of God. I wish I hadn't got so accustomed. I wish I could get back to the allness of what God has really, and what God is. God's a great God. He's awesome. He's wonderful. He's all my, I mean, look at what He does for us. But you ask yourself, when's the last time you really saw the blessings of God and all you could do is go, oh, oh, oh. It's been a while, hadn't it? We had people saved last week at our revival meeting. I thank God for that. I still do. But is that just a natural thing? Shouldn't be. There's rejoicing in heaven when one gets saved. There ought to be rejoicing here, amen. So how do we truly give thanks? Well, preacher, I just say thank you. Well, that's a part of it. But let's look. I'll give you these things real quickly this morning and we'll let you get out of here. Look here in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. The very first thing we find here this morning, look in verse number 8 this morning. It says, give thanks unto the Lord. Notice what it says. Call upon His name. One of the greatest ways this morning that you can give thanks to God Himself is to call upon Him. God desires to hear from you. God desires to talk our conversations. We ought to call upon the Lord. The Bible says, call unto me. And I'll put you on hold. And I'll talk to you if I get a chance. No, that's when you call my house. No, God says, you know, if you call me on a number I don't know, I probably ain't going to answer. Leave me a message. I hate robocalls. I do. But if I got your name in my phone, I'll talk to you. But no, God says, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things. You know, this morning, one of the greatest ways that we can tell God thank you is to simply call unto Him. I ask you this morning, how many times today? Well, preacher, it's Sunday. I've called on God a lot. But what about tomorrow? What about Tuesday? Do you call out to God? Do you talk to Him? Call unto Him. Ask God. You know, one of the greatest ways you can thank God is to call, first of all, for salvation. Hey, He sent His only begotten Son to die for me. It's not very thankful if I never call and ask Him to save me, is it? Jesus Christ went to that cross and suffered the shame. He bore my sins on that cross. He paid my sin debt. Hey, I have life this morning because I have called upon the Lord for salvation. That's the greatest thing you could ever do. That's the greatest way to call to God in thanksgiving. God, thank you for saving this sorry sin person like I am. Call unto Him. Talk to Him. The Bible says casting all your cares upon Him. Why? He careth for you. Amen. Let me ask you something. What kind of relationship? And it's amazing. I think it was last year I saw that little picture. It was somebody's so-called Christmas card. And it was a family sitting around the table with cell phones. But that, nobody talks to nobody anymore. You know what? God gave us a mouth. We ought to talk. Listen, what kind of marriage relationship would I have with my wife if I never talked to her? What kind of relationship would I have with my children if I never talked with them? What kind of relationship would I have with God if I never talked to Him? God tells us here one of the ways that we can show our thanksgiving. Listen, I don't go to God in arrogancy. And I have tried my best over the last years to realize when I bow myself before God or I'm driving down the road and I talk to God, it is a privilege to be able to go into the throne room of God. You don't come in there like a teenager and slam the door and say, give me this. You know, God desires our thanksgiving. Remember when the Lord Jesus Christ, those 10 lepers came to Christ and He heals the leprosy? And the Bible says one of them turned around and came back to Christ. And you remember what Christ asked him? Where's the 9? Where, I healed all of you. All 10 of you are clean. All 10 of you have enjoyed my power and my blessings. But only one of you come back to say thank you? Where's the 9? And that just makes me wonder this morning in this year of 2019, getting ready to be 2020, do we truly understand how thankful we ought to be that we have a God like we've got? That we have the opportunity to even call unto God and knowing that God will hear us. Have you called unto Him for salvation? Have you called unto Him for relation? What's your prayer life like? When do you talk to Him? Just when you need your tire fixed? When the bills aren't right? Or do you enjoy talking with Him throughout the day? See, one way of us showing our thanksgiving is to call on Him. I know I've used this illustration before, but it just fits here this morning. When I was 16 years old, I had a terrible car wreck. Hadn't even had my license a week. My daddy and I had worked together and fixed up a 72 Bronco, I think it was. 71 or 72, I don't remember the right year now. Man, we put some time into that thing. Loved that truck. Had a 302, 3-speed on the column. Sounded great. Looked good. 1050 Monster Motors. It was nice. I couldn't drive so out on the road, but I got to drive all over our pastures, you know, so I was enjoying it. But I wrecked that thing. Saturday, I was going to a baseball game at North Iowa High School. Flipped it upside down into the woods, busted it all to pieces, hit so many trees that it broke the front axle clean in two. Knocked me out. I woke up. It was upside down. I was laying on the roof. And I looked out the window, and all I could see was gas running down the window, and I was thinking, I'm going to die right here. Whole front end of it was all mashed up. Couldn't get out that way. If you know anything about them old Broncos, they had that lift door in the back. But guess what? There's no handle on the inside. Bad engineering there. I'm back there just panicking, kicking as hard as I could kick, trying to bust the glass out of that thing. Could not bust the glass out. And all of a sudden, here comes a guy running up there and opens up that glass, and I jumped up out of there. And you know what the first thing I did? I hugged that man's neck. I was scared to death. I thought I was going to die right there. And that man got me out. I couldn't tell you what that man's name was. I can't even really tell you what he looked like. But I sure remember hugging his neck and telling him, thank you. I truly meant it. I really understood that I could die right there. I really understood if he hadn't helped me out, I could have died right there in that car. And with all the heart that I could, I hugged him and told him, thank you. But look at what God's done for you, friend, this morning. He gave you the opportunity to be in God's house one more time. How thankful are you this morning? Are you just here this morning because you have to? You feel like you got to be here out of a religious duty? Or do you truly say, God, thank you for the Word of God. Thank you that you sent men to preach. Thank you for the wonderful song. Thank you for just loving us. That's what He desires. But see, I can tell you to say thank you. But it doesn't mean you really are thankful. So one of the ways this morning we can tell God, we see here is He says, give thanks, and He says, to call upon His name. The second one this morning, we've done this morning, and the Bible says there to sing. You know, singing is a way of saying thank you. Well, you know, preacher. Well, singing does something to your heart. Singing gives you that. You know, I'm all the time, people in the church, they'll hear me walking around here, I'll be whistling. Why? Because it shows the joy that's in my soul. Hey, I know some of you this morning, Brother Russell knows as good as I do, because y'all can't see what we see. Some of you stand down there this morning, you're singing. You're singing the words. You're trying to put some melody to it. But there's no joy, there's no feeling, there's no nothing to it. It's just words. But when we're truly thankful, man, been years ago now, I was mowing the yard, riding a lawnmower, had my earphones in, had my cell phone playing, I'm sure it was bluegrass gospel, because I think it was the Primitives, if I remember right. My wife comes out of the house. She's throwing up her hands like this. So I stop and kind of, she says, what's wrong with you? There's nothing wrong with me. Well, I heard you screaming. I said, no, I was singing. God God never called me to be a singer. So, and he still says, make a joyful noise. I was joyful in my singing. She thought I was screaming though. But I was just having me a time on the lawnmower, mowing my yard, thinking about what I was singing about and just thinking how good God has been to me. God says, if you want to say thank you, call upon Him. If you want to say thank you this morning, He says, sing unto Him. See, that's the key. And that's one of the things around here, if you're visiting with us, I'll go ahead and throw this out. You know, we try our best not to uplift man.
Right.
You know, a lot of people get up and they'll sing. Boy, didn't I sing good? Nobody can sing like me. We don't have that around here, but I've seen people act that way. Hey, you get up here. She's probably dead now. I don't know. What was that girl's name, Teresa, at Turner's Creek that had Downs?
Christy.
I don't know how old Christy was when he was going to camp. She's in her 20s probably. She had Down syndrome, and every year she would sing. And I promise you, she was about as far off as you could get on the notes. She even didn't hit all the right words. But I promise you, out of everybody that sung, played, or did anything that week, that girl right there touched God and touched my soul better than anybody else. Why? She got up and sung about her God. She got up and said, Lord, there's people out here, but I'm singing to you. God says, you want to show me thankfulness? He says, sing. Singing is an expression. Singing, it says again, He says, singing unto Him. Singing psalms unto Him. Talk ye of His wondrous work. So, if you're going to give thanks, first of all, we can call upon Him. Second of all, we can sing. Third of all, this morning, Titus 9 and 10, together, it says, talk ye of all His wondrous works. Then notice verse 10. Glory ye in His holy name. We talk about the weather. We talk about the sports. We talk about the deer hunting. We talk about the golfing. We talk about the race. We talk about the fishing. Preacher, is anything wrong with those things? Only when you put them ahead of God. He says, talk about me. Give glory to me. Hey, I want to ask you this morning, have you bragged on God any this week? Hey, as the people at work know that, you know, I used to pick on the guys when I worked at Freightliner up here. I used to pick on this one guy, especially because, well, I won't get into why I picked on him, but he talked about how great the service was on Sunday, but I was like, man, is God not real to you today on Monday? You know, it's easy to come in the house of God and smile and, amen, hallelujah, and run the house, whatever you want to do. But the same God I'm worshiping today is the same God I'm going to worship tomorrow. And God says, you want to show me your thanksgiving? Call upon me. Sing unto me. Hey, talk about me and my glory. Those are ways you talk about it. That's just what you do. Fourthly, real quickly this morning, He says, sing in verse number 9. He says, glory in verse number 10. Verse number 11, seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. Are you looking for Him? He says, if you want to show your thanksgiving, hey, look for me.
Amen.
You know, we look for everything else. We look for somebody to do this, somebody to do that. But God says, seek ye first. Who do you seek first? How come God's always the last resort? Hey, do you seek Him in your life? Do you seek Him in your marriage? Do you seek Him in your family? Where's God? God, I need you. I want you. I desire you. That shows God how thankful you are. He says, seek. And then last of all, this morning, how do you show your thanksgiving? Well, preacher, I just say, thank you, Lord, which is great. But if you're not careful, it'll just be a word. God would rather see it than hear it. Call upon Him. The greatest way you can tell God thank you this morning for your loss is to call upon Him for salvation. Call upon Him. Sing unto Him. talk about his glory. Seek him, verse number 11. And then last of all, this morning, look at verse number 12. Remember. I know it's going to be Thanksgiving Day on Thursday. I mentioned this morning in opening. I don't know what brought the conversation on this morning or this week, but it was one of those rare times. I believe it was just me and my wife. We don't have many of those times lately. But we were sitting there just talking about things, and a memory come through my head. And it was about Thanksgiving. Some of my fondest memories of Thanksgiving in my physical life is every year the whole family would come in at my grandparents, and we just enjoy a good time of eating and fellowshipping and just enjoying. But we got talking about stuff and a thought come through my head, and I could almost smell them and I could almost taste them. But my grandma would make candied yams every year at Thanksgiving. Man, them things. I've never had any. If you make candy yams, I'm not putting yours down, but they can't be like my grandma's. You might like yours, great, but, But I told her, I said, man, I could see them. I just began to think about that was one of the things that grandma made, and man, that was just wonderful. But I ask you this morning, have you forgotten what God's done for you? Or do you remember? Do you show your thankfulness to God by remembering all that He's ever... I don't even know all God's done for me. But I sure know this, it's been good. But I do remember a few things. Just like I remember that guy getting me out of that car, I remember the day. 13-year-old boy, Vacation Bible School, Friendship Baptist Church, Harmony, North Carolina. I was sitting in that room. David Jordan and his name just left me. Bobby Henderson was teaching the teenage class in Vacation Bible School. I sat there. Brother Baldwin, he was my pastor. Ball came in there that night after, and he says, I just want you to do something. He says, I want you to bow your heads, and I just want to ask you a question. Would there be somebody in here in this classroom this evening? Would just... If you're not saved, would you raise your hand? And my hand. Hey, I've been going to that church about all my life. We were faithful every Sunday. But that night, God showed me that I didn't have what I needed. God showed me that I had religion. God showed me that I could go through all the motions and the steps. But I didn't truly have salvation. I had never been born again. Brother Ball took me up there to his office and began to show me things that I knew, verses I heard. But God showed me there in that office that night that if I died, I was going to hell. And God showed me that if I trust Him and ask Him to come into my heart, He would save me. That's the greatest remembrance of all. How God birthed me. Hey, I don't remember my first birth. My brother does. He remembers when he was born. But I don't remember when I was born. Do you? I don't. Mama's told me some things. I've seen a picture or two. I don't remember when I was born physically, but I can tell you one thing. I can remember like it was yesterday. I can remember like it was today. Hey, my mind can go back to that moment when I asked God to come into my heart and God took my sins away, and I've been given life, and I've been given the Spirit of God, and I've got a home in heaven. God says things like that shows that you're faithful. And God's done so many things since then. And God will continue to do. They sung that song about giving. That's what He does. He just gives and gives and gives. Why? I'm one of His children. But friend, this morning, we're taught to say thank you. And you should. Again, one of the signs of the slipping away of man from God is a fact of unthankfulness. And many people today are so rude. So unthankful. Look at the people today. Look at our children that are growing up. Look at the kids that we deal with. They think they deserve something. They are demanding of what they're supposed to have. It's only by the grace of God I am what I am. But God says, y'all say I'm thankful. But more than just say it, you got to call upon Him. You ought to have a heart of singing. You ought to glory in His name. Hey, you ought to remember everything He said, and you ought to seek Him. This morning, those are things that God says, you'll show me that you're thankful. Now let me ask you something. God's looking at you this morning. God's looking at me. How thankful are you? I deserved hell. Hello, and I don't say that arrogantly. I didn't deserve heaven. There's nothing good in me. But God so loved the world that He what? He gave. Are you thankful that He gave? Let's stand together this morning.